It's real simple. You know, if you take a person's legs away, they can't run.
Bear down, baby. That's it.
Bears fans, this is Take the North with your hosts, David Haw and Dan Weeder.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Welcome in to the Take the North podcast presented by Odyssey. I am Dan Weeder here today for a very special episode, an emergency podcast, if you will. Happy to be joined by our friend Jared Payton for some big, big news. Chicago Bears legend Steve McMichael is now almost certainly Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve McMichael. Huge news made official Wednesday with McMichael named as a senior finalist for the class of 2024 by the Hall of Fame Senior Committee. And now, barring some sort of cold and cruel twist in January when they take the final vote, Steve McMichael will get his VIP invitation into that prestigious football museum in Canton, Ohio. So without further ado, let's bring in our guy, Jared Payton, to help us put some perspective and some gratitude and some happiness on this landmark day. JP, how we doing?
I'm doing good, Dan. I'll be honest with you. I got chills down my arm because it's long overdue, but I think, you know, anything great comes, you know, it's going to take some time, right? And when you think about Steve, and I think about my memories with him throughout the years of, he knew me when I was just coming out of diapers to, you know, coaching me in football in 2010, and our relationship has stayed strong throughout. And I just, I'm happy for him because the way that he played the game of football, the way that you look at his numbers, statistics wise, especially when you look at the Bears organization where he stands, man, this is huge. And I know what this means to him as he's going through this battle with ALS right now as well. This is seeing, I want to see the smile on his face when all this goes down today.
So later on in the show, I will have some audio from Dan Hampton, obviously his close friend of 40 plus years, Jimbo Covert, the most recent Bears Hall of Famer. And one of the things I talked to those guys about was Steve's kind of personal satisfaction in not needing the Hall of Fame. And he would say all the time, I don't need some gold jacket to know who I was or what I accomplished, brother. And I'd always say, Steve, though, if they came knocking, it's not like you were going to go tell them to scram, you know, and you knew that deep down inside that this would mean something to him, knowing, obviously, as you mentioned, this battle with ALS. We were out there in April 2021 when he first made it public, and then to see where it's gone in the last 2.5 years, with all that as context, how do you describe the fulfillment, the gratitude, the renewed enthusiasm that Steve is going to feel now that he has this distinction on his career resume and his life resume?
I think it's like the icing on the cake for him. You know, I mean, it's weird, Dan, because I think about the other guys, you name Jimbo Covert and, you know, Dan Hampton, these other guys that have gold jackets. I know all those guys. But the first person I truly knew that like had one was my pops. Right. Yeah. And so I was there, and I was there for that moment, introduced my dad, inducted my dad in the Hall of Fame. And I remember hearing conversations that he was having that whole entire weekend, and he never talked about it before. He never talked about, like, I want to go to the Hall of Fame. But when we got there, I could tell that it meant the world to him because for football players, Dan, like, I don't know if they aspire, like, at the beginning to say, I'm going to be a Hall of Famer. Some might, but I've had a conversation with guys that have gold jackets. This was not a part of the plan. It was about playing the game and wanting to be the best that I could be to then hopefully at some point be looked at and categorized as one of the best to ever play. And then that's where the Hall comes in. If you do what you have to do, if your resume is there. And so for McMichael to talk about, brother, I don't, it doesn't really matter to me. Well, I think deep down inside these guys, this is what they always want, because when you're in the Hall of Fame in Canton, you are looked at as one of the best players to ever play. And that's like, that's the top of the top. And so I think for him, this is going to be that moment of all the hard work, the dedication, the sacrifice that he put into this game from when he was little to then playing college to the pros. the chip that he always had on his shoulder, right? I mean,
yeah.
I was talking to Gary Fentick about that when he came to Chicago, that chip that was on his shoulder and then both of their shoulders. This right here is really that defining moment for him. And I know in his spirit right now, this is one of those things of, you know, seeing the smile on his face, like that moment when he found out he was like one of the 12 finalists, and that video that I posted of him with me on TV,
right,
doing my newscast, and him like smiling and Misty going, "It's happening. It's happening." I'm getting chills again. It's happening. I'm just like, and I could see his face just smile. And you know, the right. communication is through winking now. So it's like to know that he could actually smile, and man, that means the world to me. So I know this means the world.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.